Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. Nisa Zav Alamita V'Ala Mizran. The Zav is supported by the bed and by the Mizran, meaning he puts his weight on a bed, and there's a Mizran that was wrapped around the bed, and part of the Mizran is hanging loosely. Metame Shnayim U'Posel Echad. He can be Metame two levels down, and Pasel another level beyond that. So the bed is an avatuma. The mizran, which is connected to the bed, is part of the bed and is also an avatuma, is also considered the medras. And an avatuma can make a rishon, can make a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlishi legabe truma. Divra Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nisa zav alamita vel mizran, if a zav is being lifted up by the bed and by the mizran, asar tvachim metame shnayim uposal echad. The first 10 tvachim of the mizran could be metame two levels and pasal one additional level, but me asar. Anything that's more than 10 tefachim of the Mizran, metame echad uposel echad, can only transmit tuma one level down and only pasel one additional level down, meaning it doesn't become an av, it's only a rishon, which can make ochel umashka into a sheni, and then that sheni can make truma into a shlishi. Nisa al ha-mizran, if a zav is supported by the Mizran, me'asarav lifnim tame. If he puts his weight on the part that's 10 tefachim, and less, the 10 tefachim of the Mizran that's closest to the bed, then it becomes Tameh, because that's considered to be part of the bed, and therefore it's Tameh Tumas Midras. Me'asar v'lechot star, but if it's more than 10 tefachim beyond the bed, then it's going to be Tahar, because it's outside of 10 tefachim, it's not considered part of the bed, and therefore it's not subject to Tumas Midras Bechlal. Mishnah Hey, Mita Shaisa Tameh Midras, V'karach LaMizran. If you had a bed that already was Tamei Tumas Midras, and you tie a Mizran around it, you wrap a Mizran around it, Kula Tamei Midras, the entire bed, including the Midras, is Tamei Midras. Pirsha, if you then take the Mizran off, he Tamei Midras, a Mizran Maga Midras. The bed remains Tumas Midras as an Avatuma, but the Mizran is like something that touched a Tumas Midras, which is therefore only a Rishon the Tuma. Haisa Tamei Tumas Shiva V'Karachla Mizran, if the bed was Tamei from Tumas Mace, and then you wrap a Mizran around it, Kula Tumas Shiva, then the whole thing, including the Mizran, is Tameh as Tumas Meis. Pirsha, if you take the Mizran off, he Tameh Tumas Shiva. So the Mizran is Tameh Tumas Shiva. I mean, the bed remains Tameh Tumas Shiva. V'amizran Tameh Tumas Erev. But the Mizran is only Tameh Tumas Erev. It's only going to be Rishon L'Tumah. Haisa Tameh Tumas Erev V'Karach L'Mizran. If the bed itself was only Tameh Tumas Erev, and meaning only Rishon L'Tumah, and you wrap a Mizran around it, Kula Tameh Tumas Erev, the whole bed and the Mizran are all Tamei Tumas Erev, Pirusha, but if you then take that Mizran off, he Tamei Tumas Erev, the bed remains Tamei Tumas Erev, V'amizran Tahar, but the Mizran becomes Tahar. It's the exact same Mishnah we had previously about the metal piece and the pitchfork and the peg of the bed, all of the same basic idea, that when you attach it to the Tamei bed, it becomes part of the Tamei bed, and when you detach it, it becomes one level down from the Tuma of the bed. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a zav is supported by the bed and by the mizran, he's metame two levels down and pasels an additional level down according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yossi says if the zav is supported by the bed and by the mizran, so the first 10 tefachim of the mizran are metame two levels down and pasel one level down. But beyond 10 tefachim, it's metame only one level down and pasels one additional level down. And if a zav is supported by the Mizran, puts his weight on the Mizran, not on the bed itself. So if it's within the 10 tefachim closest to the bed, it's Tamei Tumas Midras. Otherwise, it is not. And then in Mishnah Hey, we discussed different levels of tuma that a bed might have, where you then wrap a Mizran around it. When you wrap the Mizran around it, the Mizran becomes the same level of tuma as the bed. But once you take that Mizran off, it goes down a level in terms of its tuma status, only as a maga of that level. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yotes, Mishnah Vav.